Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's not shout.
Yeah, it's really
you're attacking me.
Yeah, I'm not attacking
Matt
you.
Matt said I'm on the edge.
Yeah, I'm opening up. We all feel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. So the question of the week this week was, what traumatized you as a kid? I've only got a few, but I'll also read some off the Twitter responses as well. So what traumatized you as a kid? My fucking mother. That's it.
That's damn, it. No context?
No context.
Just my fucking mother?
My mum traumatized me.
Yeah, we've been there. Everything, everyone knows. Yeah. That's why there's no context needed. Everyone just knows.
Everyone just knows.
Damn.
My brother used to lock me in a closet and make me wear plastic bags over my head.
The fuck?
Jesus. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Did I ever tell you, man, that me and my brother used to hold knives to each other?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think so.
We already did. And we'll get into a role play.
Until you like,
yeah. And then like, until you like touch his t-shirt and you're like, stop. And then you'll be there like, I can't, man, fucking tell me to fucking stop. You fucking tell me to stop. And then we're like, no, seriously.
You might
be
crazy.
And then we'll swap places. Yeah. It's ridiculous because we'd be there. Like, there's a robot in Futurama, right? There's a robot in Futurama where he's obsessed with stabbing people, yeah? Mm-hmm. And he put him in robot prison and he always goes, yeah! And he sits in prison with a knife. And there's an episode where they put Fry in a jail cell with him and he's just trying to stab Fry, bro. And Fry's up all night trying not to get stabbed. Yeah. We used to pretend to be the stabby robot. Yeah, that's what we used to do as kids. Fucking weird, bro.
Jesus Christ, bro. You man said entertainment by necessary.
Yeah.
By any means necessary.
Yeah. Mum never let us have Sky or anything there. So this is what we were doing.
Playing with knives.
Yeah, literally playing with kitchen knives. Pretending to stab each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
To be fair, no wonder your imagination is crazy. That's all you man had.
Yeah.
All you man had was imagination.
Bro, literally. It's facts.
Wow. All right, what traumatized you as a kid? When I went to grab the remote to then realize it wasn't the remote, it was my dad's dick.
Hard. Is that what she's saying? He or she is saying?
That's not, I'm just saying to grab the dad's tool. It doesn't have to be
it
hard.
It wasn't a remote. Just now, bro. It's a scream from both parties.
Facts.
Oh, God.
It's like a Sky remote.
A Sky remote's girthy.
Girthy is the word.
That's wide. Wow.
Jesus
nah.
Christ.
My dad's dick. Fuck's sake.
Oh. When my mum would threaten us with, wait until the guests are gone.
See now.
The fear that will run through your bones.
Wait until the guests have gone.
You'd be begging them to stay.
Yeah.
Do you want another plate of food? Yeah, something. My uncle slapped me with a wet dead fish. I don't know how and I don't know why.
That's disgusting.
That's traumatic. It's what it is. My mum's gambling addiction. Wow.
Oh my God.
It's tough.
Yeah, I love when we do these questions, but sometimes it just gets too real.
Yeah, it exposes the reality of it.
Trauma, my mum's gambling addiction. They say gambling addiction's worse than any other addiction. I don't know how you measure addiction.
Yeah, facts.
But in terms of the damage it does to households and families, gambling's the one. You're on the edge.
I'm far from the edge.
No, gambling.
The fuck?
I'm not saying you're on the edge of having like a gambling addiction, but I've seen you gamble. Yeah.
How often do I gamble once or twice a year,
yeah, I know,
bro.
But what I'm saying, when I say you're on the edge, I'm saying it's good that you do once or twice a year. Let's not shout. Yeah, it's really...
Because you're attacking me.
Yeah, I'm not attacking you.
Matt said I'm on the edge.
Yeah, I'm opening up. We all feel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do.
We can say we've seen you at a roulette table and it's a sight.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a sight. I'm not an addict.
Yeah. We've seen you say, hold this money, don't let me have it.
And then 5 minutes later, I run me back my money.
Yeah, yes, give me my money. It's my fucking money.
Facts.
And then 5 minutes after that, you're at the ATM.
And I regret nothing. I don't understand. I'm still here, aren't I? I regret nothing.
Okay,
my family's safe. My friends are safe.
Yeah, that's calm. I regret nothing. I apologize. I didn't mean to be rude.
That's fine. What traumatized you as a kid? A rooster was pecking my 4-year-old's toes, so my dad cut its head off in front of me. Wow. That would do numbers to my brain.
Yeah.
Numbers.
I bet they made it eat it as well.
For 100%. 100%. Not me, but my sister. I pinned her against a stone wall one day and convinced everyone she's an alien. I convinced everyone is an alien and she's the only human to exist. To this day, she still questions her existence and if life is real. It's been more than 20 years.
Pinned her up against the wall. Said, shut up! Listen.
Everyone else is an alien.
It's me and you. Everyone else is a fucking alien.
And she talked 20 years later, she's still-
Play it cool.
Play it cool's jokes.
She doesn't know what reality is.
Play it cool is jokes. Waking up in the middle of the night because I was thirsty and walking in on my parents amid stroke.
This is... I thought about this, yeah, a little while ago. I was watching Apocalypto.
Movie!
Yeah. Literally. Literally.
I think I've seen it twice.
I've seen it 4 times.
Fuck, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson knew what he was doing.
When these man used to live in these little huts and them thing there, your mum and dad are just banging in it. And you're just there.
I don't think about that, but facts, that's the case. Yeah, there's no rooms.
Because I remember there's a scene in there where one brother is trying to get his girl pregnant. And I'm sure he's struggling to get his girl pregnant. And her mum is like, get in there and fuck her.
Yes, yes.
I need a grandchild.
He comes out.
Yeah, he comes out.
He has to go back in. Yeah.
She's like, get in there and fuck her, bruv.
Oh my God.
And I was thinking, look at this. This is small and there's youths around. Mm. People are just banging. And it's just part of the culture.
It literally is part of the culture. Literally part of the culture, bro.
Mid-stroke.
Mid-stroke is crazy.
I couldn't hear my dad say.
You couldn't what?
Hear my dad say. Hear me in the doorway.
Is that whisper fuck as well?
Fuck.
With a hard F.
Oh,
fuck.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's all I've got, man. That's all I've got. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
In the comments below, let us know what traumatized you as a kid. Let's have some fun with it.
Yeah, man. Childhood is traumatic, man.
It really is.
It's tough out there.
What traumatized me as a kid was...
God, where do we start?
I used to get PTSD every time I heard my parents' keys in the front door.
Thank God you're going to therapy. What the fuck?
Like, you know when it's like... You know, it's not necessarily fear, but it's like, you know playtime's over. Oh, do you see what I'm saying? Like, when you come... Because there was, let me give context. I would come home from school, me and my sister, or if it was just me, and the yard is free. I do what I want, I watch whatever I want, blah, blah. You know for a fact when parents are back, or especially in a Nigerian household, when the parents are back, it's like, parents don't want their kids to enjoy.
They
don't like to see that their kid has freedom.
Yeah. Especially,
have you done your homework? Have you washed the dishes? Have you mopped the floor?
Yeah.
Have you done the hoovering? Have you cooked? Like,
there's a lot on the list before fun.
There is so much on the list before fun. So when I heard the keys in the door, I was thinking to myself, that's it.
Yeah.
Charge. Like, those 2 hours were fun.
Bro, to be fair, I can resonate. Mine was more to do with like chores.
I fucking hate your chores.
Same.
Washing dishes?
Bro, ours was... Nightmare. Washing dishes, hoovering and mopping, and hanging out the clothes. If it's summertime, hanging out the clothes on the line, or bringing in the clothes that were on the line if they were dry, and all them thing there.
Yeah.
If all of these things were not complete by the time my mum made it home, if I see my mum pull into that drive, and I would, same again, PTSD, I'd be thinking, have I done it? Is there anything? If I, and when I say, if there's a teaspoon in that sink, big man, It's game over.
Brother, I've said this on the pod before. I remember one specific time, my mum used to make me polish her shoes before work all the fucking time.
That's insanity.
I was livid about it. And she used to wear black shoes to work. She was a nurse back then. I polished it, right? And I showed it to her. And she, African parents, oh, this is not right. She looked at it, you know, you went, She's like, no, go and do it again. I went back down, did nothing to it. I waited for about a minute, brought the same shoes back upstairs, and she said, oh yeah, that's much better, thank you.
I would yank her leg.
Big, I
would yank her leg.
I wanted to scream so loud, but I didn't have any words. It was just noise.
Yeah.
I didn't know where the anger lay.
Yeah.
Oh, my bros.
Oh, bruv, that is long.
Oh.
Sorry, G.
Oh, but yeah.
Anyway, guys, welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed.
If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel.
Please.
I'm just going to get straight to it.
Facts.
If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel.
Please.
If you are listening on any of the audio platforms, please leave us a nice review. It helps.
It does.
I know you don't think it helps. I know you don't care.
It really does help.
First of all, care. Second of all, it helps. Third of all, if you like what we're doing here,
mm-hmm.
if you like this little operation,
mm-hmm.
if you like a laugh
mm-hmm.
and a little tickle
mm-hmm.
And some deep conversation sometimes,
mm-hmm.
head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes,
it's going to cost you £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G.
Yes,
and then you can enjoy years and years and years of bonus content over there.
4 years to be exact.
We have a special, special show that is unique to Patreon called mm-hmm. The Log Cabin.
Facts.
Every week we have a completely different setup. We have completely different types of content over there. And it's a vibe.
It's a
simply
vibe.
Just a vibe.
We're 4 reps deep now. And yes, only looking better and brighter. So make sure you guys tap in.
Tap in. And I think that's it.
That is it.
I guess we're going back to school.
We are going back to school, guys. Get your whiteboards and get your markers because it's time to go back to school. Ellis, ring that bell.
The scores are James 3, Rem 1, Ellis 1.
Okay,
nice.
3-1-1. Okay, it's pretty close. Right, guys, we are going back to school. If you guys know the answers, put them in the comments below or make sure you're playing at home as well. Question 1. What is the next prime number after 97? What is the next prime number after 97?
I don't know what prime number is.
I'm
sat here pretending to think.
Yeah,
I don't know what a prime number is.
Question number 2, spell thesaurus.
Locked.
I think I've got it.
You know when you write something and you're like, I don't think that looks right.
Bro?
Yeah.
I don't think you man understand how many times I've done that. You write a basic word, like it could be again.
Yeah,
and you're looking at that bitch. That's not how you spell again. Again? Nah, surely not.
Again, yeah. What surely am I gaining not. Here?
Question number 3. How many elements are in calcium carbonate? How many elements are in calcium carbonate? Question number 4. The taste buds in the tongue can detect how many basic tastes? 3, 4, 5, or 6.
What's a basic taste?
The taste buds in the tongue can detect how many basic tastes? 3, 4, 5, or 6. Question number 5. What is the capital city of Belgium? The silence is scary. Everybody's locked.
It's deafening.
Bro.
Charged.
Charged.
Yeah, I
can't. Okay, are we all locked?
I'm locked.
Yeah. Let's do a switcheroos. Question 1. What is the next prime number after 97? So, to explain, a prime number is a number that's only divisible by 1 and itself. That's what a prime number is.
Okay.
Just and the next number after 97 is 101.
I'm not. Cool. You've got the same guess as me.
100?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say anything. That, yeah. 100 sounds right.
Yeah.
99 sounded right to me.
Yeah.
Question 2. Spell thesaurus. The answer is T-H-E. S-A-U-R-U-S.
Oh, damn.
Question number three. How many elements are in calcium carbonate? The answer is three. That's calcium, carbon, oxygen. Question number four. The taste buds in the tongue can detect how many basic tastes? And the answer is five.
Oh my God.
I think it's like sweet, sour, salt, savory, umami, or something like that. And last but not least, capital cities. What is the capital of Belgium? The answer is Brussels.
I'm done.
Cool.
That's unfortunate.
Let's get the scores added up.
Rem got 2 out of 5.
Ellis, what did Jimmy get?
James got 2 out of 5.
Oh, interesting. What did Ellis get, Rem?
None.
So we have a tie break. What did James write for capital city?
Helsinki.
I think that's Finland.
I think that's Finland.
Helsinki is Finland.
What did you write?
I don't fucking know.
He
didn't answer that one.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
he did that dash. Yeah. Cool. Tie break?
Yeah,
tie break between you two.
Between James and two.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just use that board and just wipe that shit out.
Yeah.
Tie break question.
Cool.
How many angles of a square must be 90 degrees?
Is that a trick question?
How many angles of a square must be 90 degrees?
Locked. If I get it wrong, I'm going to have to walk out the studio. I'm just saying.
You put what I thought I'd put.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Locked.
What did you write?
4.
What did you write? The answer is 4.
Thank God.
Thank God. Jesus.
I knew you guys would panic.
The way, if you saw the shapes in my head.
You were doing a parallelograms, quadrilaterals.
I was like, it must be 2 and we're just playing games. Okay, cool.
Cool. Bonus round, round 2.
Double overtime.
Double overtime indeed. Next point wins. Okay. Which of the following is not a component of blood? Plasma, plates, red blood cells, white blood cells.
Locked.
You locked first, what did you write?
Plates.
You locked second, what did you write?
White blood cells.
The answer is plates.
Nice.
I had a feeling that would trick one of you.
Because they have platelets, right?
That's right! I even wrote in the thing next to plates, answer is platelets. Let's go!
Come on!
Why white blood cells? Well, you think the red blood cells was a trick? So white blood cell had to be the answer?
I thought it was a trick.
Yeah. Fair. So it's 4-1-1 now.
Yeah.
Good sudden death.
I can't explain to you the amount of anxiety I get playing this game.
Gang, that's the whole point.
Week on week on week, anxiety. Okay, guys, the time is now. Let's do it. It's time to talk Whoop.
It is.
I haven't checked the scores this week. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
I know I didn't win on strain. I think you won on strain this week or last week.
Well played.
Won on strain, won on recovery.
Oh, shit.
My recovery was gash.
Yeah, I think I had 1 green last week.
Yeah, bro. Mm. I'm not doing well in recovery. The last week span, I've not done well in
it's
recovery.
It's pissing me off as well because there are times where I sleep great and I wake up feeling good and my recovery is like in the yellow still.
Bro, do you go into the analytics?
No.
Oh, bro. You need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you can have like a nice 8 hours sleep, but it factors in the awake hours as well.
Mm.
So sometimes I went in the other day, I was awake for 2 hours. I thought I had a long sleep. Mm. I was awake for 2 hours, bro.
Yeah. Mm.
So yeah, you need to go in there and check how long your light sleep is and how long your-
Oh yeah, to be fair, I see it, but I don't like analyze it.
Yeah.
I see it come up all the time. I just don't analyze it properly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. My recovery's been trash. I haven't checked anything. So I think the lead is going to escape me this week.
Mm.
I'm concerned.
Oh yes, first, second, third, fourth, I believe.
You were 3 points clear though.
Yeah.
33, 30, 29, 28.
Yeah, you're only one behind.
But yeah, my training was all right. I didn't get as much as I needed to though.
Mm,
I missed, and this week again, because of what we got going on this week, this week is gonna be my worst strain week.
Yeah.
Worst strain week, probably my worst recovery week.
Yeah.
So this week is charged for me.
Yeah.
I'm upset about it, but it's charged.
Same. Last week I had 3 really strong sessions and I saw on Sunday that Rem was leading. I was like, I cannot physically go to the gym. Like, I was darn, bro, I was thinking, fuck, I'm going to lose the lead this week in terms of strain. But I was like, the game is the game is the game. It is what it is. Again, like I was saying before, my recovery, always in the yellow apart from one day I was in the green. And my sleep is up and down, bro. Sometimes I will sleep and then sometimes I just will have probably like 6 hours and feel like shit. So I don't know. It's not been the best week. And again, agreed with Jimmy. This week, it's been so back to back to back. I've not trained once yet and it's Tuesday. We're going to be away all day tomorrow and the day after when we come back. So I'm probably going to train again for the first time, probably on Friday. So I'm probably going to do like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or maybe Thursday evening if I can squeeze one in.
Yeah.
I've got stuff to do Thursday.
I'm thinking for me.
And I'm livid about it.
Tomorrow, I can't train tonight. Tomorrow morning, Thursday's, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Coming back from those mobos.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, I'll be surprised if I get a session in. I'll be impressed. Mm. And then Friday, definitely. Saturday, definitely. Sunday, definitely. So I'm looking at Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if I'm lucky. Thursday, if I'm really, really, really lucky. But yeah, it's been an interesting one. It's nice to see that, like, again, you can have situations where Rem's taking over in strain and you're watching it like, fuck, there's nothing I can do about this. He's taking what he wants. And there's times where, like, I was coasting on sleep and recovery.
Yeah.
I've been doing really, really well for this entire challenge. And I know for a fact when I open my eyes what their recovery is going to say now. Mm. I'm completely tapped in.
Okay.
So I already know that, like, as soon as I wake up, I'm like, fuck. And I've been relying on it so much that I just take it for granted. And then I'm watching you, man, get better and better at the sleep and recovery. Mm. And I'm like, I can't take anything for granted. Where's my magnesium, man?
Yeah.
Let me get some sleep. Oh, bro, it's stressing me out. But yeah, how was you, man's... You're weak.
Not too bad. My recovery is just screwed at the minute. I can't get it right. It's usually 45 every day.
And, that's insane, bro. Do you check your sleep thing every day and see like how long you're awake
I've been digging in and...
Hey, yo.
Shoot.
And basically it's saying it's my heart rate variability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it's fucked. Like, especially when I'm asleep. Apparently my heart rate is just...
You're dreaming some stuff.
Yeah. I do have really stressful dreams, so maybe, but...
Vivid. You should look into this snoring thing.
Yeah, you mentioned snoring. I don't snore every night, but I do a bit. I don't, obviously, I don't know.
Do you wear nasal strips?
No, I've never tried it, actually. I think it's my sleep. I think it's how I'm sleeping messes up my recovery because I feel fine. Like, I've been hitting, like, you know when you have your optimal strain?
Yeah.
I always hit my optimal. Try not to do it because I've done it before where you push it too far and it messes you up. So I always try and hit my optimal strain. I get pretty good sleep as it is. So yeah, it must be something to do with my sleep, man. I don't know what it is. So I'll have to do some digging about it. But yeah, I might try those.
Yeah,
strips.
Try them, bro.
Yeah, I'm not doing the tape thing. People have been doing mouth tape. That freaks me out.
Is it really?
Mouth tape. Nasal strip and tape their mouth closed, so they're just breathing through their
nose. Yeah, so it's good for you. Nose.
That will make me.
Yeah,
panic.
To make you a better nose breather, man. They say like that
terrifies me.
That sounds scary as fuck, bro.
It's scary, mate.
The amount of oxygen that you get when you breathe through your nose versus through your mouth,
right.
And they've done studies on like people who are mouth breathers, like what their face looks like. Oh. Like they have there's muscles that aren't active and stuff like that. They have like a more sunken face.
That makes sense.
And like they look, they just don't look healthy and shit, bro. Okay. It's really bad for you to be a mouth breather. So a lot of people take their mouth closed. I've considered it a few times.
That would make me panic. Because I wake up and forget my mouth is closed.
Literally.
Like, not even like wake up after like a long sleep. I'm talking about middle of the night going to piss type of thing and I'm trying to yawn and then I'm like,
That's what would happen.
I would lose my mind.
Oh, God.
I'd be waking up. I know if I use them out, I will wake up panicking every night. Mm. I know I will. So I'm not even going to try, but I'll try the strip.
Yeah, that's kind of...
All right, fair play.
I'll try that.
Remski?
How about you?
Yeah, man. I had a great week.
Good.
Felt really, really good.
What a bus.
I think I've clocked recovery, but not in a good way. I've realized that... So I'm the worst sleeper of all of us. Each week, fourth place. But all it takes for me to get my recovery in the green like 90% plus is to sleep over 7 hours. But that's because my sleep is so bad.
Mm.
So it's kind of like a cheat code, I guess. It registers I sleep so little, that's fine. Recovery all I need to make sure I do is get in
my seven plus.
Yeah, my maximum sleep is being like, I think last night actually I did it again, seven and a half hours I did last night.
That's good.
Green. Yeah. I woke up this morning, 93% recovery.
Ooh,
I trained this morning, six, seven minutes on a tread warm up. Trained legs. I recorded them. Obviously, it tells you all your tonnage and whatnot that you do. Trained for about an hour. Good session. Actually, great session. 20-minute Stairmaster. So before we started work today, I was already on 17.1 strain.
Mad.
Yeah. So I just knew.
I've never hit 17 in my life.
The first time I hit 17 was playing basketball for the first time. That's 2 weeks ago, and I still lost strain that week, 2 weeks. But yeah, 17 again today. So I'm feeling
good, bro.
Amazing.
Good, bro.
Jesus. Well played. Also,
gang.
That time when we trained together on Wednesday.
Yeah, I wanted to announce that. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yeah, you need to speak about that.
So we all, me, Fuhad, and Rem went to train last week all together. We did the exact same session. we really pushed as well, all of us. And I wouldn't say visibly any of us was more tired than the other. And my strain was 7.5. Aaron's strain was like 8.5. Fuhad's strain was 13.6.
Jesus.
It's not fair.
That makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's not fair.
That's BS.
I don't know. You saw it. I don't know. I didn't cheat.
But anyway, it is what it is.
Let's do some points.
We're going to do some points.
Yeah. Cool. So Rem, 4 + 4 + 1, 9.
Yeah.
Me, 3 + 1 + 2, 6. Should be. Yeah. James, 2 + 3 + 4. Should be 9.
Yep.
Ellis, 1 + 2 + 3, 6.
So for the table, we had Rem last week, you were on 28.
Yep, 28, 29, 30, 33.
So Rem is now, what's 28 plus? You just got 9, so 37. You were on 29 plus 6, 35.
35, yeah.
37, 35. Mm-hmm. Fuhad was on 30.
30, I believe.
You're on 36.
Cool.
And I was on 33.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm on 42.
Damn. Cool.
42. 37.
36. 36 as well?
Yeah. 35.
35.
35. 35.
Yeah,
so,
last
fuck.
Yeah, we've re-upped. Rem's making moves.
Yeah, say less. I have to train this week.
But anyway, guys, so you obviously know if you were here last week, if you weren't here last week, and you want to join in this Whoop Challenge, we've got 3 weeks left of this one, and then we are doing a
12-week.
12-week SNG challenge with all of you at home.
Yes,
so please get your Whoop bands now, and then we're going to have a massive community tab where everyone will be together. We can see everyone's results every day. Catch up on how everyone's getting on. There's a massive chat function in there so everyone can chat. We can all be a community and do 12 weeks and tackle 2024 and actually accomplish some good shit.
Yeah, man.
Okay, cool. If you want to get involved with the challenge, and you want to make 2024 your best year, just like us, what you need to do is join.whoop.com/SNG. Head over there immediately. One more time, join.whoop.com/SNG. The link is in the description. And grab your Whoop. You get 30 days risk-free, zero commitment. You can join with us and we can just all get pegged together.
Yeah, just ball out together.
We can ball out together. Mm. We can all be sexy together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just going to be on road, seeing other people with a juicy strap on their wrist and abs and tits and be like, SNG baby.
Facts.
SNG baby. Facts. We're all sexy out here.
Facts. Whooping it up.
Yeah, we're all going to be in the O2 Arena on May 26th. Just sexy.
Just whooped out. Just
Everybody put that whoop in the air, bro. Yeah, boy. Everyone just grown and sexy.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
in an arena.
Come on.
Sweating and screaming and doing stuff. That's what we're going to do. But anyway, guys, Like I said before, join.whoop.com/SNG. Grab your whoop and let's just get sexy together, okay?
Let's.
Cool. So, right. Before I have a dilemma, but before I get into that, random? Do you know who I have a newfound fucking respect for?
Mm.
Stormzy.
Is it the TikTok thing?
Not for his fucking music.
Is it the TikTok thing?
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah. I saw it on Twitter, maybe. Yeah,
the little day in the life
thing.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell us the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
He's known for, not for his art and craft, his day in the life.
His TikTok slaps.
Yeah. not for his bars, not for his awards.
Yeah, none of this GQ shit. His fucking TikTok is banging.
Okay.
So Broski did the day in the life the other day.
Yeah.
Do you know how many appointments? First of all, this nigga's got money.
Yeah.
He had like 9 appointments that in one day.
Yeah.
He woke up. Oh, this is why I love this guy. Yeah, I love him now. And he woke up
at like 6:45.
Yeah, like 6:45, and linked his paddle coach. Because he started playing paddle and his boys have been smacking on a paddle. Mm. So I got myself a paddle coach. Side quest, I will smack Stormzy at paddle.
Mm.
That's a fact.
I've never played it.
Coach or no coach, I stay playing paddle.
Say less.
Shout me. And I saw he was playing with Chunks.
Chunks and...
Offended.
Yeah.
Chunks and... did he play with Sharky?
Sharky. What Sharky? Yes.
Yeah. I think AJ was there as well.
Maybe.
I was pre-initing. I watched it twice. It was a great video. Yeah, said I've been getting smacked, so I've been I linked up with my paddle coach. I was like, gang.
Mm.
Then he linked up with his like nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
Then he linked it up with his like PT part one.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went home where his chef was waiting to give him breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to the studio. Then his PT part two came to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came home and his physio was waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put on his compression boots and watched his girl on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was a day.
He played paddle as well.
Sorry. And he linked Chunks and the man to play paddle as well.
In the evening before coming home to rest.
It was a day, you man. Yeah. I was locked in, I said, run me Tuesday.
Yeah,
I was almost in the comments saying, where's Tuesday? Wow, what a day.
Yeah.
And this guy spends money on health and fitness. Mm. And that's my fucking bag.
Mm.
It made me realize I'm not spending enough money.
Mm.
I'm not spending enough money.
In the right things.
I spend enough money, just not on the right shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Fucking hell, I loved it. I loved it. I can't wait for the next one.
There we go.
But more time, people just pack their day. That one day that they're doing the day in their life is their busy day.
The other six
days are just useless. Mm. But fucking hell, I was jealous of that paddle thing. I might have to hop on and get this paddle coach thing going.
Say less.
Me and Lewis played paddle with my boy Josh the other day.
Okay.
He's a pro at he's sick at tennis.
Yeah.
So we're wondering how it would go. He murked us.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
He didn't even try.
Oh, wow.
And he'd never played paddle. He didn't even know the rules.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, you might need to jump on paddle. There's also a paddle thing down the road.
There is.
When I did that 180, we can really do this.
There's a paddle club down the road.
There really is.
We can get into this and exercise you, man.
Mm.
Strain will be through the roof.
Okay, I'm down. I'm down.
I'll let you, man, go first and practice before I join you. Because otherwise it's just 6 weeks of boredom.
No, because I learn on the job.
Swear.
Yeah.
So do I.
So we can
run it. Daddy, stop. Both of you, man,
we can run it first week, bro. What's all this? I'll learn on the job. What's all this train before we come and link you? What's that?
Because I'm really good, guys.
Next segment, because you're chatting shit.
Yeah, okay, fair. Anyway.
The fuck?
Anyway, I have a dilemma from our favorite ghostwriters, Six Brown Chicks, on Twitter. So, my 48-year-old coworker handed me a beautiful red envelope for my 25th birthday. It was thick. I thought cash was inside.
That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah. I was eating at my desk when I opened the envelope and her pussy hairs fell out. The note read, I shaved the pussy so it could be smooth on your face. You twisted your emotions, didn't it? You twisted it. Oh my God. We did not have a relationship like that, but she looked good and I was ready for her bullshit. I played along. That night, I bought a black baby doll from Dollar Tree and I put the doll's hair in an envelope and gave it to her. We started eating lunch together in her van. I'm reading this. I don't think the baby doll has anything to do with it. I don't think it has anything to do with the rest of the story. He just did it. We started eating lunch together in her van and we've been going at it raw for a while. 5 months later, she's like, it's a miracle. I'm pregnant. I said, you're old as fuck. Aren't you in men on pause or something? She punched me. We went back to work with a swollen lip. I'm in a serious relationship and I can't bring her old face baby into this. How do I pull away from her without things getting messy at work? Advice.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah, bro.
For the hot pussy hairs in an envelope.
Fam?
And she said it was, he said it was thick.
I shaved this pussy so it's smooth on your face.
That's a bar, by the way.
Bro.
That's a bar, by the way.
As sickened as I would be by that envelope, to just see that, yeah, I'd bite my knuckle
off.
Yeah. But I said they've been going out raw in her van.
The van thing is bonkers.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But I just don't know how I would react. Thinking it's money, opening an envelope and just seeing pussy hair fall out. It was her pussy hairs.
Bro.
Do you know how thick it must have been before she shaved?
Yeah, bro. This is why he thought she was on men.
That's not normal, my bro.
I can't bring her old face baby into this.
And that's
this.
On God.
Yeah.
It's a miracle I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Wow. Man said you're old as fuck.
Bang on the lips.
Oh.
What did she say? I want that smooth pussy on your face. What did she say?
Yeah.
What did she say?
I shaved the pussy so it'd be smooth on your face.
I could never. I could never hear that.
Nah, stop. At work. Yeah. My tailbone will tingle.
Fuck, man. Because it's such a 180 of emotions.
Yeah. Because you've gone from feeling sick to being like, let's go to the van.
It's like, raw.
Yeah.
You're really about it.
Man said, we've been going at it raw.
But he also said, I'm not even looking at it in that way.
We're all missing the fact that I'm in a serious relationship.
That was the last thing he said, innit? I forgot about it.
I was in a serious relationship.
Wow.
I don't want this to get messy at work.
How do I pull away?
How do I pull away?
You can't, my bro.
Bro, what are you doing?
You're going raw for 5 months. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. These have to be ghostwriters, bro.
Yeah, it can't be real scenarios.
Because it's so entertaining.
It can't be real scenarios. I'm in a serious relationship. Every day with these ones is cheat as well. It's nuts.
Oh my God.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't think there's any help, my bro. Charged.
I was charged.
There's no help.
Yeah. Confess to your loves.
Facts.
and start raising a baby. Because that's what's happening.
Yeah, because she said it's a miracle.
A miracle baby.
She's key.
Yeah.
They're raising it with her, whether you like it or not.
Oh, God. That's tough.
Goodness me.
Sergio Rado, bro.
Facts.
Raw for 5 months.
Crazy.
That's a lot of raw sex.
And man thought she's just never going to get pregnant, so I might as well.
Fuck. Right, you've got a question for us now.
I do have a question for you guys. Obviously, we're coming up to Super Bowl territory, which is, I think, next week. By the time this comes out, I think it's this week. It comes out on the 12th, so it's this Sunday, actually. So it would have been yesterday. In you guys' opinion, who would you think would give a fantastic Super Bowl halftime performance?
That's a good question. Let me actually think about this.
And double up, what song would you open with?
Do you know who I actually think, if they actually, because I know they like to drop themselves down a little bit, but one person I actually think, if he just went ham with the production mm-hmm. and the noise, Future.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Future's got fucking bangers.
Okay.
I've been listening to one, what's it called, Solo. Have you heard it?
I don't think so.
He's got one track called Solo.
Just him? Okay.
Just him. I think if he did, because Future's also, actually, I take it the fuck back. I'm going to go back to what I said earlier.
What did you say?
Yeah, earlier? I'm going to go back to what I said earlier at the shoot earlier. I think if we did it on a pure rolling guest situation, mm-hmm. Rick Ross would do a nasty job. Uncrowned king of features.
Okay.
If Rick Ross came up and did all the songs that he's featured on, and then he just has people, like the main artist for each song, come on, I think it would be the most amazing performance I've ever seen.
And what song would you open with? Or would you?
Has to open with Monster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if he opened with Monster, and then we've got, what other feature songs he's got? He's got like,
he's got loads, bro.
Bro, a million. He's got like Dice Pineapple.
Tune.
He's got fucking Gold Roses.
Gold Roses.
Oh and, my God.
Fuck, I need to find it on my phone. He's got one with Jay-Z called The Devil Is a Lie.
Yeah. The Devil Is a Lie.
That song shakes me to my core.
Yeah, they go
bar for bar in that song. Yeah. That's a song.
I think for me, I would love to see that.
Yeah. Say less. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Ellis?
I'd probably say he's never done it before, Drake. He's never done the Super Bowl, which I don't.
Standard.
Pretty standard.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'd open with. Maybe Nice for What, but I'm not sure.
Nice for What's banger.
Yeah.
That would get the crowd.
I'd open with Trophies, 100%.
Yeah. Trophies.
Mm. On brand.
Mm.
Very on brand.
On brand. That's good.
Very on brand. Remski?
Bruno Mars.
I was thinking Bruno Mars.
Performance wise. A1. One of the best performers I've ever seen in my entire life.
Bruno fucking Mars, bro.
Yeah.
Take the roof off in a Super Bowl. Probably, I don't know, even 24K, that track.
That was crazy. He needs a new funky album.
That promo vid I sent in the group the other day for his Japanese tour.
Yeah.
Damn, son!
Yeah, she's doing
his stuff. His editing team kawaii. Are crazy.
Bro, it was fucking sick. I never seen a promo video that good in my life.
Yeah,
Bruno's the one. That's a fucking good shout.
That is
Jesus. Yeah, that's my favorite so far. Who would you pick?
Off the bat, just Justin Timberlake, bro.
Yeah, I was thinking Justin, because he's already done it, innit?
Oh, has he?
Yeah, of course he has.
Who did you do it?
Oh, Janet Jackson, bro. Janet.
Oh, was that?
Got titties out.
Yeah, Janet, okay. I take it back. I can't choose him then. I would probably go for Rogue because he's not, actually tell a lie. It would be someone retro like Timberland. Timberland. And he will get obviously all the artists that he's worked with. He will just do a madness for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
And I'll probably open up with, it has to be something like Missy.
Yeah, it has to be something with Missy.
Tell me what I did last night.
And she just,
how about a quarter to three?
I was at Tweet.
Yeah.
Oops.
What would I open with?
If we're doing producers, I would have Pharrell in that bitch. Bro.
Yeah.
Open up with a front end or something like that.
Yeah. There's something. Oh, has J. Cole done one?
Nah, I don't think so. He would do a dirty one
for J. Cole.
Mm. Maybe I change my answer to J. Cole.
Yeah,
I change my answer to J. Cole.
That'll be lit.
Tell a lie. Change my answer again. Fuck it. This is my final answer. Yeah. This is my final answer. My final answer. The person that will open up or perform the halftime show Super Bowl is Kanye West.
I was thinking Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Mm.
I was thinking Kanye West.
Kanye West. The lights are dim. Spotlights. Flashing lights starts playing.
Flashing.
That's it. That's the intro.
Lights.
That's it. And then he just starts going ham. Banger after banger after banger after banger for 15 minutes. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Fuck me. That would be an amazing. Because he's a performer as well.
Yeah, and he
loves his production. So yeah, Kanye West would be my guy.
Fair. Yeah. Cool, man. Good question.
Gang.
Right. I've got a thread. I think it's very similar to one that you've done before.
Okay.
And I literally just saw it the other day. Real light. Super easy.
Okay, come.
And it is, I saw it. It was what's the worst response you've had from "I love you"?
Oh yeah.
I
think I saw it, but I didn't do it because I thought we'd done it before. So
yeah. But you, that's when you made me say it to you, innit?
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yes.
Right. So.
Oh, jokes.
Worst response to
the breathe in, breathe out one. It's over.
Oh yeah,
I will never forget that. Your face.
That was horrible.
Sorry, continue. I'm sorry.
Right. So worst response to "I love you".
Yeah.
Type shit. So say "I love you".
I love you.
Type shit.
Fair.
Some "I love you" type shit.
Yeah.
That's
some
"I love you" type shit.
Alright, cool.
Alright.
I love you.
I hear it. I hear it.
Generally wouldn't know what to say back to
you.
That.
Can't say anything back. I hear it.
Have you ever been in a position where someone's told you "I love you" and you felt like you don't know what to say it back, or you don't say that back, or you feel like saying something else and you think, should I say "I hear it"? Because
I've never thought that.
Mm.
But thankfully, I've never had someone say "I love you" to me
that you didn't love.
I'm thinking there's no way I'm saying this back.
Mm. Because I'm trying to think, what the fuck would I say?
There's one on here that I know I would say.
Okay, cool. All right.
So I'll say that one now.
Okay.
So go on.
All right. Let me compose myself. I love you.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah.
Don't pour my heart
spit.
Out.
Yeah. Don't do that. You know what you're doing. Don't do that.
Damn.
Don't do that.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, cool. Next one.
I love you.
I love your honesty.
Wow.
And in your bravery. Bro.
I love your honesty and your bravery.
And your bravery. Because you didn't fear rejection. It's coming, but you didn't fear it.
It's coming.
Wow.
Okay, fuck. All right, I love you.
I've got love for you as well, man.
Damn, bro.
Mmm.
Damn.
Go on, next one.
I love you.
Why do you love me?
Good spin.
Yeah,
I think that's another one I would do.
That's another one I would do.
Why do you love me?
Why do you love me?
Fuck, on the spot.
Mmm.
Because I'm never expecting a question back.
Yeah, you just want a response.
You just want something.
Mmm.
All right, I love you.
I love you, tube.
I'll be like, pardon?
Yeah.
It'll be literally like you
get, yeah.
Pardon?
Pardon?
Did I hear
I love
correctly?
YouTube. Olive juice.
I love you.
God is love.
Jesus never fails. That's the bar after it, innit? I'm pretty sure it is. Type in "God is love", man. I'm sure the next bar is "Jesus never fails". Or am I capping?
Yeah,
I could be capping.
Bro. That is funny.
Type in continuously. God is love. Jesus never fails.
Just put J.
Maybe not.
Bro.
I don't think so.
This is Jehovah's Witness. That's funny. Jesus never fails. I've never heard that in my life.
You were fast on that as well, bro.
There's a couple more, but yeah, let's just charge it there.
Cool.
Bro, that's fucking funny. Jesus never fails. Okay, bet. Trash news, please, Rem.
Yeah, man. Before we go to trash news, I have to ask a favor.
Okay.
So in episode 361, I think it was, we all went round and we winked at our cameras.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've seen it, but Ellis might have when you were editing it. I did my wink, but I glitched and I actually blinked. And dread. Yeah, fam, it looks peak. It looks actually peak.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, fam. You blinked. Yeah, I blinked. I actually winked with both eyes at the same time, fam. So I just need to re-up my wink and then we can continue with our day.
You should, first of all, you should be ashamed of yourself. Who is this for?
This is for myself. Okay.
Have your moment, bro.
Yeah, wink Thank away,
you.
Bro.
Have your moment, bro.
Wink as many times as you need to.
Yeah. Center yourself.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Calm. Okay, so, trash news. You, man, must have seen Jay-Z absolutely going off at the
Grammys.
I didn't
Grammys. See it, but I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it so completely out of context. Mm. I've seen, like, him halfway through.
Yeah.
And I don't know what. I know he's just slagging people off.
Also, I don't even know how to get these words out. How much Blue Ivy looks like Jay-Z and Beyonce
yeah,
is
combined?
Fucking
yeah,
yeah. crazy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She looks exactly like the both of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, she could not wait to get off that stage when he was ranting.
Oh, really?
I've yeah, she was like, lean forward, lean back, lean forward, lean back. It was just horrific.
Jay-Z calls that
lack of best album wins.
Okay.
This is, listen, you know what pisses, so what did he get? What did he get, before we get into, what did he get a Grammy for?
So, Jay-Z won his Grammy for picking up the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, which apparently...
Oh, he picked it on behalf of Dr. Dre?
No, I think no. the Dr. Dre Global is an award.
It's his award it's at award, the Grammys?
But the writer of GQ magazine feels it's made up.
So, the Dr. Dre Gold Impact Award.
Global
Impact Award. Okay. So it's just an award that Dr. Dre made up for people that have done...
I don't think Dr. Dre made it up. I think
yeah, it's an award made up in Dr. Dre's name.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, he picked up this Global Impact Award with his daughter Blue Ivy by his side for moral support. He proceeded to deliver the best speech of the night in which he addressed the award show's spotty history with black art. He criticized a controversially anonymous voting body and explained why he and Beyonce keep on showing up year after year.
I was gonna say, it's so funny you said he explained why they keep showing up year after year.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I was gonna say, without the context of what he said, my first question was gonna be, why is he there?
Yeah.
Like, because in my opinion, it's like, I've spoke about like awards and stuff before. It's like, you either subscribe to it or you don't.
Mm.
So I always find it bizarre when people are up there accepting an award,
mm-hmm.
then they use the opportunity to slag off the awards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I find that so crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he's making a point as to why he keeps going there, then that's a different story.
The likes of Drake and The Weeknd, who have both stopped submitting their music for the Grammys consideration, Beyonce keeps showing up. This, Jay-Z explained, is a long game. It's unfettered determination. And to be fair, they have 56 Grammys between them.
That's insane.
It's just stupid.
And it was the 56th Grammy then, or was it 60 something?
I'm not sure which one it was.
Sorry.
We gotta keep showing Grammys up, he said, and forget the Grammys for a second, just in life. You've got to keep showing up. Keep showing up until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve, until they call you chairman, until they call you a genius, until they call you the greatest of all time. Was his response to?
I think, bro. Again, I didn't see the whole thing. I'm just taking up tidbits. This is the most bullshit thing I've ever heard in my life. He realizes that him and his wife are billionaires. Yeah,
this is what people are saying.
They're the most successful, like
power couple
artists of all time.
She wasn't even nominated.
That's fine.
Yo, no, I agree.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
these are the artists here that were nominated.
Cool.
And yeah, so when I first heard about it, I thought he was pissed that she was nominated but didn't get the award.
But he say, I know he was, when he was up there, he was saying like, the bit I did catch was like, how is it possible that she's got all these awards and never won album of the year? That doesn't make fucking sense.
You got your AirPods?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we're gonna listen to it?
We're running back.
We try to get it right. We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously it's subjective. Y'all don't gotta clap at everything. Obviously it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion based. But some things, you know, I don't wanna embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won album of the year. So even by your own metric, that doesn't work. Think about that. the most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. Some of you gonna go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you made it, Rob. Some of you don't belong in the category.
That's harsh.
No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth.
Cool. So,
I don't know who he's even that bar was completely different. Something else out of this world. The whole some people shouldn't be here.
I wasn't even. I'm assuming it's the album of the year category. Whoever was in the category.
There's somebody. So in the comments section of, I think the Instagram. People think that he's referring to, what was her name? Tyler.
She got
in that album of the year. She got nominated for album of the year.
She's only had one song.
Yeah, she's not in this lineup.
That's what I thought.
Tyler won African artist.
Yeah, okay.
I know she won that.
Yes, can't be for Tyler.
I don't know who he was talking about, but some of the comment sections were saying that that's who this shot was at. I don't know if that's who it was at. But yeah, that was a speech. They've got 56 combined, and I think Harry Styles was last year. Taylor Swift was this year. She wasn't even nominated this year. And there was a really good comment on the Instagram. Yeah. So it's fair that your daughter has a Grammy before many talented, iconic artists, but unfair that your wife has the most Grammys of any person to walk the earth and doesn't have one for Album of the Year. I had no idea Blue Ivy had a fucking Grammy.
For what?
She got one in 2021 for the best video, Brown Skin Girl.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. 2021, Blue Ivy. She's the second youngest Grammy winner of all time.
Who's the first?
I don't MJ? Know. I didn't. Yeah.
Maybe.
Research.
Maybe
MJ. Sorry, who?
I was going to say maybe MJ when it was a youth.
Maybe.
To have
say something, bro.
56 Grammys between you and then be up there and be like, but we haven't got this one and it's fucking bullshit. But yeah, to have the most Grammys on planet Earth and then stand on that stage and be like, some of you don't even belong here, it's not fair. And like, she's too shy to say anything, but we have to keep showing up until they call us the greatest of all time, until they call us geniuses, until they...
That's a lot, man.
You are the most successful couple of all time. Mm. Shut up.
It's done, bro.
Shut up. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Literally shut up. And you're holding one now. You got one in your hand while you're crying.
He's got one in his hand, yeah, whilst complaining.
Yeah,
about his
man.
Wife.
And it's cool if you think it's unfair, it's whatever, but like, subscribe to it or don't.
Mm.
Like, just if, like, yeah. Just be like, some of you will feel like you've been robbed. Yeah, everyone who turns up and doesn't win is going to feel like they've been robbed.
Facts. I was going to say Tyler, the Creator. Travis Scott. He was performing, Fiend or whatever, and he said, nominated 10, won none.
Being snubbed 10 times.
10 times, yeah. Like, he got nominated 10 times. He won nothing. His previous album, he thought it was going to Album of the Year. He won nothing. Like,
Chris Brown's got one?
I'm not sure.
Or none?
I don't think Chris Brown has a Grammy. I don't know, actually. And Chris Brown's been about for 20 years.
Yeah, bro. One. Yeah, Chris Brown's got one.
Just Fame.
For R&B album.
Mm. Fame.
Fame's his shittest album as well.
That's a terrible album. The other people in that category must have been shit.
Yeah.
Or just had a terrible year.
Fame's
that's a shit album. Terrible album.
No shade. He's got banging albums. Fame is not one of them.
Yeah.
Mm. So yeah, bro, like that's, I find that stupid.
Mm.
I find that stupid. That's is what it is. But yeah, I think to have the audacity to stand up there and be like, we need to get it right. In order for that, you need to admit that, like, if you're gonna stand up there and be like, we want you to get it right, you need to get it right. There must be out of that 56, some of them that you feel that you don't deserve.
Mm.
So run them back.
Yeah.
You can't say they're getting it wrong, but everyone that you've got is correct.
That's correct, facts.
They called Kanye crazy when he did that to Taylor Swift back then.
And it's the way he did it. He went upstage and discussed the way he did it. It was crazy.
I don't like that one bit, man. Mm. I think that's crazy. I see people like, oh, I see what Beyonce sees in him now. I've never liked Jay-Z so much. It's like,
what
okay.
The fuck?
Yeah, fair.
All caveat right, cool. though, T-Sweezy has had a year on her.
Oh yeah.
She's had a year, bro.
Taylor wow. stays having years. Jeez. How many fucking Grammys does she have?
First person to reach a billion from touring. Well, yeah. Is it a million or a billion?
Oh, it's not a million, Fuad.
Oh, a billion, yeah. From touring. Time person of the year, album of the year. Fucking hell, she had a year, man. 14 Grammys.
Yeah, bro, she does stuff.
Fuck.
Yeah, she's a businesswoman.
Yeah, she's really about the population.
You seen this thing that she's doing for the like NFL? She's generally just showing up. Mm. There's controversy in NFL about her, innit? Because just showing up to these games, she's generated 300 million for the NFL.
That's crazy.
300 million, bro. They've allowed her stylist or one of her designers who made like a makeshift bomber, they've given her NFL rights to just make NFL garments now. Because she's making them cake. And then you're seeing, there's someone kicked off the other day. I can't remember, it was a rapper. He went on Twitter the other day and was like, stop showing Taylor Swift.
It's a lot.
Stop showing her on this camera. I came to watch football.
Fair.
I came to watch football.
Fair,
don't
bro.
Put her on this camera again.
Fair. Like, no shade to her, but fucking
yeah, he
fair.
Said, no shade to her. She's an amazing artist. I don't want to see her around my football games anymore.
Fair, man.
She's there to support. Keep her in the stands.
Because it's literally, they forget about her. Man, I don't even know a man's name.
Can't remember her name.
Travis Kelce. He's...
Travis Kelce. But yeah, that's a butt of trash news. It's most of them are butters, but yeah, I feel like I'm just waffling now. I don't really have much else to say about it, but apart from it's just grim. Anyway, love,
gang,
charging it.
Yep.
All right, guys, see you next week.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.